This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
Today, the dua that we're going to learn is a very important dua. And it's a dua that every Muslim should make multiple times in a day. And that is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكِ. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. Allahumma, some of the narrations, Allahumma, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ, O Allah, turner of the hearts, ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكِ, make my heart firm upon your deen, which is al-Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen in the sight of Allah is al-Islam. So in this dua, we are asking Allah to make us firm upon Islam. Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, was the one who narrated this hadith. And he was the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, from the time the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam came to al-Madinah, his mother, Anas's mother, took him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he could serve him. And he said that the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yukthiru an yaqul. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say this dua often, ya muqallib al qulub thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turn of the hearts, make my heart firm on your deen. So Anas asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Awa takhafu alayna?" Do you fear for us? Are you scared for us? Like that we won't remain firm upon the religion of Islam? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Na'am, inna al-quluba bayna isba'ayni min asabi'i ar-Rahman yuqallibuha kayfa yasha. Akhrajahu Tirmidhi. He said, yes, because your hearts are between two fingers, from the fingers of ar-Rahman, he turns them whatever way he wishes. And this has been collected by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami' rahimahullahu ta'ala. And the hadith has been greater authentic by many of the scholars of hadith. Now, Ikhwan, what I want you to realize is that this is not a dua that only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make in the sense of the meaning of the dua, to be firm upon Islam. If you look at the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجَنُوبَنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. So Ibrahim, he made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Oh my Lord, my Master, my Rabb, make this land secure, talking about Mecca, and keep me and my sons away from worshiping idols. Protect me and protect my sons from worshiping idols. He was a prophet of Allah. And from Ulul Azam, yani from the greatest five messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to mankind, he was from amongst them, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him and his progeny from worshiping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from worshiping idols. Because no human being, none of us, have been given a guarantee by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we'll die upon Islam, or that we'll die upon obedience to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the narrations of this hadith, like it comes in Sahih Muslim, Allahumma musarrif al-qulub sarrif qalbi ala ta'atik, which has a very similar meaning. Oh Allah, the turner of the hearts, turn my heart towards your obedience. Turn my heart towards your obedience. So if we look at this, we look at this dua of Ibrahim. asking Allah to keep him and his children away from the worship of idols. Yani, keep us firm upon the tawheed. Keep us firm upon worshiping you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, we hear this ayah almost every Jumu'ah, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati. Fear Allah as He ought to be feared. Have taqwa of Allah as you ought to have taqwa of Him. Do what He has commanded you to do. Stay away from what He has prohibited you from. And do not die except as Muslims. Do not die except as Muslims. In order to die as a Muslim, you have to live as a Muslim. Because you do not know when you're going to die. So this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain firm upon Islam. So in the face of all of the challenges. And we recognize today as Muslims, many of us who live in non-Muslim lands, and even those of us who may live in Muslim lands, but who are, those lands are not conducive to the practice of Islam necessarily. And there's all types of fitan, all types of misconceptions about Islam, all types of desires and lust and shubuhat and shahawat and everything going on around you, you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm so that you don't compromise your religion. Give away everything, but don't give away your deen. Not your deen. Everything else can be replaced. But if you lose this deen, you will not be happy in this life and you will not achieve success in the hereafter. So this dua, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-thabat. Al-thabat. Thabbit qalbi. Make my heart firm. Strengthen my heart. Give me unwavering faith. Make me be able to stand those tests that come my way. This dua is needed by every Muslim, young and old. It's needed by that Muslim who may be 18 years old, who thinks he's figured life out. He knows everything. His parents don't know anything. He knows everything. And he goes into his first philosophy class in college. And in that class, they tell him that this world is all about energy and matter. And the whole world started from this Big Bang. Conveniently leaving out the fact that even to have a Big Bang, you still need something to bang with. They don't want to talk about that. And then if you bring that up, then the issue is, well, that doesn't really matter. Because if the God that you're talking about is so great, then He doesn't need us. And that's true. He doesn't need us. But that's not the point. The point is that we need Him. And we need this deen. So that we can live lives that are fulfilled. Lives that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in turn, our servitude to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala frees us from the bondage of being slaves to anything else. Whether that be our own desires, or to consumerism, or any other isms. And that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, this young man, this young woman who enters that class, and they begin to listen to this philosophy that may even convince them that they don't really exist. That you are a figment of your own imagination. Waliyadu billah. This youth is in need of Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. That woman who has accepted Islam, and she goes to work the next day wearing a khimar, wearing hijab. And people are looking at her funny. And she begins to question her decision. She is in need of, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. Or if she's younger than that, and she lives with her parents, and she decides that she's going to wear hijab, and her parents are not Muslim. And they say to her, if you're going to wear that rag on your head, then you can't live in this home. She is in need of Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. As Muslims who live in societies where they don't have a system of morality. Everything is relative. Everything is relative. Anything goes. And everything goes. Except for a firm belief about anything. That we will not tolerate. If you don't believe that homosexuality is okay, we're not tolerating that. Because we tolerate everything except for your intolerance. Meaning that they are also intolerant to a degree. But they want you to believe that everything is okay. It's all about where you are and what the people believe and what people agree on in that particular society. And they don't want us to take a stance. To the point that being Muslim, they make so many laws that it is almost like being Muslim is illegal. To practice your faith becomes a test. It becomes illegal for you to openly declare certain things that you believe. And so in the face of that, we are in need of Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. O turn of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. A Muslim should not, yesterday, 2 years ago, believes in the Quran, believes in the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, believes that, for example, homosexuality is deviant behavior, but now because society says that it's okay, and that a man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman, that maybe it's okay. Maybe I should just go with the trend of society. We stand firm in our belief, in the Quran, and in the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we're not going to compromise that. We're not going to compromise that for anybody because Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik. O turn of the hearts, make our hearts firm upon your deen. So we want to practice Islam. That doesn't mean we're going to arbitrarily go out and we individual Muslims, we're going to practice hudud. No, this is not for us to do. This doesn't mean that we are going to scold people, that we're going to judge people, that we're going, no. But those things which Islam has already judged, then we take the ruling of Islam in those things. In the societies where we can practice what we can practice of Islam, we do so. And where we cannot, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easier for us to practice our deen. But the point is that, as Muslims, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided to the faith of Islam, and who has made us firm, with that firm word, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah Azza wa Jal makes firm the hearts of those who believe with the firm word, with La ilaha illallah, in this life and in the hereafter. For those who have been guided to that, for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that degree of strength, they need to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them firm. To give them strength, to strengthen their hearts, to make their faith unwavering in the face of all of the challenges that we have today as Muslims. So this dua was a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make frequently. And it's Ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, كَانَ يُكْثِرُ أَنْ يَقُولُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say a lot. He used to say often, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. And this hadith was collected by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. So we're going to, before we go to the last chapter of the book, which is dealing with Zakat al-Fitr, we're going to learn that dua right now, inshallah. Alright, so it starts off with by saying, Ya Muqallib. Muqallib, like the word qalb. Okay, this is your qalb, your heart. And don't say kelb, because a kelb is a dog. Okay, so you want to say qalb with a qaf. Okay, so you say Ya Muqallib. I want everybody to say it because I want you to learn it. I want you to learn this dua. Ya Muqallib. Ya Muqallib. Al-Qulub. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub. Okay, you got that part. What's that mean? O turner of the hearts. Okay? That ya is what they call in Arabic harf and nida. It's when you're calling. You're calling upon her. And we should only use that in terms of dua. We only use that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani a person should not go to the grave of anyone and say, yeah, fulan. We call upon Allah azza wa jal. He is the one who controls our hearts. And if He wills, He guides us out of His mercy. And if He wills, we are sent astray due to His justice and due to what He knows about us, the evil that may be in ourselves. So we ask Allah and Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Ya muqallib al-qulub. Tayyib. Thabbit. Thabbit. Yes, with a tha. Thabbit. Qalbi. My heart. My heart. Qalb is heart. If you put the ya at the end, qalbi, okay, my heart. Okay, thabbit qalbi. Ala deenik. Ala deenik. So if you memorize it, you can memorize like this. Ya muqallib al-qulub. Thabbit qalbi. Ala deenik. Okay, so three segments. Each one of them, only two words. Ya muqallib al-qulub. O turner of the hearts. Thabbit qalbi. Make my heart firm. Ala deenik. Upon your deen. Now.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان